The gospel reading today is a continuation of the reading that we had from last week from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. These entire readings have some very practical and very serious points. The goal of our life as the followers of Christ is to live a life of virtue here on earth in preparation for the kingdom of heaven, which is eternity. If you can remember in last week's gospel, the disciples are arguing among themselves about who is the greatest. And Jesus puts an end to that argument by simply saying, you are all human and you're all equally loved by God. However, in that same point, if anything is the greatest, it is we are called to bring the greatest out of others by helping them, by encouraging them to do good, to live good lives, and to find where God is calling them to be. Now, in today's gospel, John says, hey, there's someone out there healing demons. And Jesus responds by saying to him, leave him alone. Let him do what he's doing, because he is speaking in my name and he's not doing anything ill. This is to point out that religion is not an exclusive club. That it is not, just for it's for everyone. Because all are welcomed and all are in the image and likeness of God and all have capabilities. And we are reminded of this in our first reading today. Moses is out there prophesying. His followers come to him saying, Meldad and Eldad are doing this. Stop them. And Moses says, who am I to stop anyone? We're all capable of doing good things. Jesus also says that anyone who gives you a cup of water because you are a disciple of me will be rewarded. A cup of small water is a small and wonderful deed. Not many of us are capable of doing great deeds. But it is in the smallness of the good things that we do that can make a difference. It makes a difference because people do go through hard times. Someone is working in our front lawn. They are thirsty. We give them a drink. We bring comfort to them. Someone is hungry. We offer them food. Beautiful, small, wonderful deeds. Further in this gospel, Jesus speaks about sin. He speaks about the scandal of sin. We all sin. Crises can help dysregulate our behaviors. And we do not go to God in those crises. Some of us turn to alcohol. Some of us turn to other drugs. Some of us turn to shopping. Some of us turn to pornography. That is where it becomes a stumbling block, a scandal. It gets in the way of our relationship with others, but it gets in the way of our relationship with God. And we generally don't feel good afterwards. And thus, that is where we have to pay attention. Even in the second reading we have today, James is not saying he hates wealthy people. He hates what they do with their money. They're not spending it on others. They're not sharing it with others. And we do live in a world right now where many people are working very hard and are not receiving a just wage. calls to task for employers to really examine their conscience about what they are doing. But in turn, we are about trying to take care of ourselves, preparing ourselves for the eternal gift that God gives to us, eternity in heaven. Jesus continues and speaks about the causes of sin. And I did say to you, a crisis can dysregulate our behavior. We can forget who we are. We forget about our relationship with God and our relationship to others. And in turn, we have to keep in mind who we are. And what are we willing to, you know, sacrifice if something greater than us is at risk? You know, the gift that God gives us is eternity in heaven. And we cannot risk that. That's why we have to pay attention to who we are and what we are and go to God. The kingdom of God is at sacrifice when we do sin. And Jesus does compare hell with Gehenna. And Gehenna is a ravine that is south of Jerusalem, where at one time infants were sacrificed to Moloch. This ravine would be desecrated by Hosea, and it would be later be used for a dump, for refuse. It symbolizes a place of future punishment. It only seems that, you know, literalism, you know, could lead to a later notion of hell as a place of fiery torment. Jesus' words are to be taken seriously. He's not threatening us. He is warning us because he loves us. And he does give us the way to eternity in heaven. He lays his life down for us, but before he lays his life down for us, he shows us the way. He preaches the gospel. He talks about, you know, the two major commandments, love of God, love of self. This is our preparation for the eternal gift. In turn, we are to be focused on God, focused on our behaviors, and always calling to mind the promises that were made for us at our baptism.